You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. We're going to get right to it. Overreaction or reality? You will remember Trayvon Diggs' time with the team and his Cowboys legacy in a positive light.
Overreaction, I will not. There's a lot of factors that go into it if I'm going to steal Shoddy's verbiage right there, because I heard
he wanted to make very clear it was not just the plain thing.
Yeah, he wanted to clear his image real quick, which I didn't see many people demonizing Shoddy for that. So, like, I don't know, maybe I just missed that side of the internet that was right. Like, oh, that's evil. Like, no, he's just following the policy, like he said, that's always been there. And other players got told no, too. But, yeah, I've just never been a fan of taking the money and then disappearing.
Yeah.
And especially because Mickey brought it into great light. This is not a new thing. This is stuff that's been happening. Like, he mentioned, he said Bones Fossil was the guy who called them out first, him and Micah. Bones Fossil is not coaching this team anymore.
Right.
So this was something that went back at least to last season, and I guarantee you went back even further than
right.
that. I know how talented he is, and I want the absolute best for him. I just think sometimes he doesn't want the best for him, and
yeah,
it irritates me. Like, I'm not mad at him. I'm just mad for him, because I know it's just like the Johnny Manziel conversation. I know a lot more extreme in his case, but it's like you have all the talent in the world, and you just choose to not display it. You choose to not give it your best effort. I wanted him to be so good, and I wanted him to stay here his entire career, because I think he, you know, and keep in mind, I'm younger in terms of Cowboys fandom. He's one of the better ball hawking secondary players that I've ever watched. But, you know, it came with a cost. He would take some risks and stuff. But I was willing to live with that and die by that sometimes, because you could get the big play from him that would turn the game completely around. I loved watching him play. I didn't get to watch him play a lot recently.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed in 2021. First team All-Pro, 11 interceptions, most in the league since 1981 with Everson Walls. And I thought the next year that he was back out there, you saw an improvement in some of those gambles, and he was looking all the better, but then injury, and it just continued and continued. All right, overreaction or reality? After all the insanity of the season, the Ravens are still going to make the playoffs.
That's so weird. I hate everything reality. About that situation. Yeah. It's a reality. It is. I hate everything about it, because, again, it goes to the idea that just the way the structure is right now, non-deserving teams are going to get playoff shots just because they finish on top of a pile of garbage.
Right. Right.
I hate the structure. I understand why it exists, and I understand that still, like, rivalries and stuff, it's very fun. It's very, very cool. But they are the team that I would say would scare me the most, just because I don't think they are what they were.
Yeah.
Comparative to even just a few weeks ago. But I saw Ian Rappaport, I think, said Lamar was at practice today for the first time on a Wednesday in over a month.
Yes, that is true. And so that leads to the bonus question. Jacob, I'll throw it to you. Bonus question. Baltimore will be a tough playoff out.
Ooh, I'm going to say reality, because their defense has kind of been humming a little bit lately. I mean, it's really hard to look past a team, and I'll start with the defensive side of the ball, obviously, that's got Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, guys like that that are anchoring your defense. It's going to be tough. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I know Lamar hasn't been great this year, and there's been a lot of times where him and Derrick Henry have had issues fumbling the ball, and that will come back to bite you in the ass in the playoffs. But, I mean, when you have two dynamic runners like that, and my brain immediately goes to the read option game with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, which I do anticipate seeing a little bit more of in the playoffs after Tyler Huntley had success. But they're such a wild card with the players they have. I think they can beat anybody, but I also think they can lose to anybody.
Well, that might actually feed into our next one.
Ooh.
Overreaction or reality? I will admit, this is probably my opinion. You still think the Broncos are fraudulent?
Yeah, that might just be a tiny bit biased, maybe just a little bit. I'm going to go overreaction. I'm really close to joining that boat with you, though.
Yeah.
Very, very close. The only reason I say no is because that defense is legit. And especially when I keep on mentioning it, I sound like a broken record. The AFC is so competitive and so weird this year that you could get matched up against a high power offense and still say that Bo Nix, go score 14.
Right.
Go get 2 touchdowns on the board. That's all we're asking you for, because we're going to hold an elite offense to 10 points because we are that good. My name is Nick Bonito, and I'm going to take down anybody that lines up in front of me because I'm just that good, and I still don't get talked about enough. And it should probably piss him off a little bit because he is one of the best pure defensive players in football that we just kind of look at and say, oh, yeah, he does the football thing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Jacob, overreaction reality. You still think the Broncos are fraudulent?
Yeah, I'm going to go reality. I know that defense is really good. And Vance Joseph's, been one of the best play callers on the defensive side of the ball this year. I just don't know. I see lately I've seen Bo Nix kind of turn towards a little bit of that hero ball. And I think if Sean Payton's able to kind of hone that in a little bit going into the playoffs, because like Alec mentioned, Bo Nix just needs to run the offense. You just need to not screw up. You need to get you 2 touchdowns and maybe a field goal. If the Broncos average 17 points a game and hold those other teams to 10 or 13, they could absolutely make it to the Super Bowl. I just don't see in the big moments, I don't see Bo Nix being able to slow the heart rate down and just make the correct play every single time. And I think defenses know that.
NFL overreaction or reality? We will go back to the Cowboys for this. Overreaction or reality? This season under Shoddy has been a step forward for the organization.
Ooh.
I mean, obviously, he just answered 8 million questions about Trayvon Diggs. You've had to overcome the just shocking death of Marshawn Nyland.
Yeah.
And you're in a position to have a better record, obviously, than last year.
I'll go reality. It feels weird to say just because you missed the playoffs, and that's why
right.
you play the games, is to try to compete for a championship. So I get that, but hear me out when I say reality, because the factors you mentioned, tragedy strikes, and what's the first thing we said the day after and even the day of whenever we found out is, well, thank God they have the perfect guy leading the charge to handle a situation
yeah.
like this. Because Shoddy, he knows his guys. He understands people better than most. And I think when you said a step forward, what I thought of was just as recent as the last regime. And I was not a Mike McCarthy fan. I am still not. But I think even as emblematic as the Trayvon Diggs situation and how that happened in season when nobody expected it to happen in season, this no-nonsense, we're going to run this my way. And I think it was Garrett Podell that asked during the presser that you just heard that was like, how does this change your culture or impact your culture, this move? What
yeah.
does this say to the team? And he said, I don't think it changes anything. My culture is my culture. I'm not changing that. You know, nothing about it is going to change. You didn't hear that kind of stuff from Mike McCarthy.
That's
true. You know, you got him calling out Nick Harris for being too dramatic and hurting his feelings. You know, I just think they took a step forward because they have the right guy in place.
Jacob, what say you?
Yeah, I'm going to agree. You said that took a step forward with Shoddy, right?
Yes, as an organization.
Yeah, I'm going to say true, just because I think this shows that I think the front office is finally starting to put a priority on culture. And yeah, McCarthy was an X's and O's guy, and I think you kind of found like a little bit of the best of both worlds, right? Because you really wanted to find a guy that could be leader of men, and it's kind of hard to figure that out sometimes with an offensive coordinator. But, so far this season, Shoddy's done a great job calling plays. It seems like he's got a good culture. And he's also got the ability to speak up to the Jones, which I don't know if a lot of head coaches have had. I don't know how many head coaches would have spoken up to Jerry and said, hey, there's a possibility that Trayvon is a negative impact to this team's culture. That ship might have sailed, right? And his ability to speak up to the Jones kind of shows his relationship with management of the organization and that he's got a say. So I'm going to say, yeah, I think it's a nice step in the right direction for Dallas.
I know the odds have moved heavily in his favor, but that is not my question here. My statement, overreaction or reality, Drake May should be the NFL MVP.
That's a reality.
Ooh, okay.
He should.
In your face, Matthew Stafford.
I think that I would listen to the argument for Stafford at this point, but Stafford has had a couple of those games, even just his last time out, that made you say, oh yeah, he is older and he is still very human and he makes his mistakes. That offense with the Patriots does not run the same way without Drake May. And the poise that he has shown over an offseason of learning and growing, I just don't see that team being anywhere near as successful, even with the easier schedule that they had. I know right. People keep on bringing that up. The strength of their schedule was definitely in their favor.
It's a legitimate point, though.
It is. It's a legitimate point. But I feel like if you plug in a guy who's been there, done that with New England, Jacoby Brissett, you're not doing any of that.
Right.
If you plug in Geno Smith, another veteran, just throw him out there. You're not getting that same result.
That.
Exactly. So, you know, I know it's not exactly apples to apples comparing Drake May and Geno Smith, but I don't see that team winning double-digit games with pretty much anyone else at quarterback that would have been available. So it's the whole, like, most valuable player in my mind. I know it's a quarterback in this instance, but he is more valuable to the team than Stafford is.
NFL overreaction or reality, Jalen Hurts is the Eagles' fatal flaw heading into the playoffs. Now, I know that sounds weird. He won the Super Bowl last year. I just wanted to point this out. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the week. Sunday marked the second time Jalen Hurts has won a game without completing a pass in the second half this season. No other starting quarterback has attempted a pass without a completion in the second half in a win over the last 2 years. Hurts became the first quarterback to do it twice in a season since 1991. So overreaction to reality, Jalen Hurts this year is the Eagles' fatal flaw heading into the playoffs.
Ooh, that's tough. I'll say reality. I think they have multiple that will give me concern as a true playoff threat. But when you say fatal, I'd probably lean reality here because it seems like ever since Kellen Moore left, he's lost some of his decisiveness and he's lost some of his confidence. And there was even a clip that I saw from Hard Knocks last night where it seemed like he was getting frustrated in the meeting room whenever one of the coaches was like, we aren't doing enough. And he was like, we, you know, like,
right.
So I think he's adapting to change and that change has not exactly sunk in with him yet. He doesn't seem as comfortable as he used to be. AJ Brown hates him every other day. Devontae Smith is still great and everything. But again, when you're not passing the ball, it doesn't really matter, does it? Saquon Barkley has taken a half stride backwards from last year, I would say, because he's still great, but it feels like he gets up limping every single drive at this point. He's beat up. The offense is not where it needs to be, but the centerpiece of that is Jalen Hurts not having the confidence to let it fly anymore because his best trait as a quarterback, his best trait, no, not that he can squat 800,000 pounds, it's that he can throw a beautiful deep ball. He really can. He's not using that enough.
Jacob, overreaction reality. Jalen Hurts is the
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Fatal flaw for the Eagles heading into the postseason.
Yeah, I'm going to go overreaction.
Ooh.
And it's only because I think the fatal flaw is Nick Sirianni. And the reason I say that
top
is...
Top five coach in the NFL, Nick Sirianni?
Yeah, that one. the reason I say that is because I think when Nick Sirianni was hired, I think he did a really good job at building a culture of a team that had in like kind of a balance of an ego and a chip on their shoulder. But I think the ego was, for the most part, held in check when they had so many veterans on that team like a Jason Kelce who could kind of lead them in the right direction. I mean, we saw how good the chemistry was. They even made a Christmas song together. It was beautiful. Now that those people are gone, I feel like we're seeing kind of that dysfunction that I think was held down to an extent by the veterans. It's rearing its head, right?
Yeah.
You see the issues with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. You see the issues that Saquon Barkley clearly had, but like he's unlike some of those guys on that team, PR trained and kept it somewhat in his
right.
head. But I think that the way that team's built, obviously they have the championship DNA. They know they've been there, they've done that, and I think that's why if there's anybody that can get them to a Super Bowl, it's Jalen Hurts. But I think if there's anybody that's going to stop them from getting to the Super Bowl, it's Nick Sirianni.
Well, I appreciate y'all's feedback on this. I think we might fire up another NFL overreaction or reality on Friday at Taco Bueno.
I dare
you. But coming up next, I know this is not the debut of this segment, but this is the first time I've been here for it. So it's the midday edition of Jaking Off with Jacob Ray.
We've got the money lines and spreads for the college football games tonight. We're going to build a parlay and some niche things you can put your money on before the start of next season, next on The Fan. And it's back to the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. One more reminder for you as college football's popping off. You've got Alec and Fred holding it down in this very same time slot tomorrow. And then on Friday, we will be at Taco Bueno in Arlington off of Collins. We're going to have two of the Tolo Woodbox whiskey sets to give away. Got some Tolo Go shirts. The wrestler Athena will be there in person at 12:30. Corey's going to be back. It's a freaking extravaganza Friday at Taco Bueno, but the extravaganza continues right now because it's time for Jaking Off.
Yeah, new guy Jake, that's original.
Our buddy Jake, or is it Jacob? Who knows?
Jacob Ray, a.k.a. New Guy Jake. He's Jake in your calls right now.
Thank you, Kevin. It is time for a college football playoff edition of Jaking Off on 105.3 The Fan. We've got some money lines, some spreads. We're going to build a parlay, and I've got some wonderful niche things that I think you should put your money on before the start of next season. Now, have either of you guys, I don't think Alec's been a part of this yet, right?
I have not. This is my maiden voyage.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Tolo's text in 877-881-1053. Any plays you've got going either tonight or tomorrow night for any of these games? Do you guys want to get started with some of these spreads and money lines, or should I give you my niche?
That's niche.
Okay. So they released some odds on which coaches in college football will be out before next September. And a specific name stuck out to me. Steve Sarkisian.
Oh.
Is currently plus 500 to be out as the Texas head coach going into next season. Now, if I bet no, it's 1.06x. So he's pretty favored to stay. But it's not a sure thing. Bill Belichick, also on this list. You turn $100 into $434 if he's not in Chapel Hill next season. Do you guys think any of these coaches are going anywhere?
Dude, I think that Belichick one is definitely under consideration.
Yes.
I know you're. I'm not saying likely, but at some of the numbers that you throw out, I think you got to consider that, right? Who the hell knows? Maybe Jordan's got some more adult cheerleading stuff she's got to go do, and he has to hit the road with her.
That's my exact thought process. Is we still have no grip on what the heck is going on with Bill Belichick and his personal life and his job status and if he even wants to be there. Like, I have so many questions to the point where I honestly would believe you if you told me that we could wake up one day next week and it's just like Bill Belichick has decided to retire. And it's like, okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You made the wrong decision. You were very bad at this. I get it.
I wholeheartedly agree. All right, I got one more for you. And two people in the United States have bet on this prop. Two.
I'm intrigued.
It's pretty 50-50, actually. Will Johnny Manziel go on ESPN's College Game Day before 2027?
Huh.
So at any point next season, which would require A&M to be pretty good, I would assume.
Right. But I think it's the other part, right? It's him no-showing because of, I forgot what he said.
Mind you, this wasn't him being scheduled. This was him actually showing up.
Yeah, I say no, because even when they were joking about it, it sounded like they were still pretty mad that he no-showed. So I'm going to say no, because if you're booking guests, man, like there's plenty of other people that you could get Von Miller out there.
You got to show up. You got to show up.
Maybe right, Myles Garrett.
Right now, $100 would turn into about $180 if he doesn't. And it would turn into $205 if he does, Alec.
Ooh. That's tough because I don't think Johnny really cares at all. And I also know ESPN to be petty enough to like blacklist him at that point and be like, no, we're just never going to try again. We don't care. You know, like you said, Von Miller, hey, you're probably going to be done playing soon. You're going to have some free time. You know, you're not getting any younger. We'll just have you anytime we have A&M.
Right.
You know, Myles Garrett, if we can catch you, you know, on a bye week or something, cool. There's plenty of great names. And heck, maybe even down the road, after the next few years of this regime, they're going to have some big names go into the league and they just start calling them. There are so many other fish in the sea when it comes to guests for your pregame show. So I would probably say he's not, and I would put money on the idea that he is not.
Hey, in this segment, do you ever turn into the house? Do you ever take some of these wagers?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, all the time. And I always, whenever we build our parlay, I throw money on it.
Oh, so, okay.
I will say, spoiler, we have not won one yet. I think we've done like six. We haven't won one yet.
That's fine. Like, but I bet the odds for your parlays were all more than 6-1, so you're still ahead.
Yeah.
All right? Well, yeah. I know, not really, but like you could still be ahead. Shut up, Alec.
I think they're more like 20-1 right now. We got a text coming in from the 682, Dante DiVincenzo over 3.5 rebounds, and Carson Beck to throw an interception.
Ooh, I like that one.
I do.
Well. I think that Beck one. I feel pretty okay about that.
I do too. All right, let's get into some of these spreads and money lines. I'll give you my two favorite value bets for the games. Right now, you can turn $100 into $350 if you took Miami to beat Ohio State, as they are a 9.5-point favorite. That's my first value bet. I think if you pick Miami to cover, I think that's your best bet. I know there's a couple props on here which I didn't include. You can bet on Miami to cover and the under to hit. And that one's like 5x your money right now.
Really?
It is. Which you think, like, after Ohio State played not great offense in the last game, that'd be pretty free, right?
Yeah, 13-10 Indiana. You just saw Miami and Texas A&M. They struggle to score points. So that's pretty good. You said about 5-1?
About 5-1,
I kind of like that. I kind of like that.
I do too. Oregon and Texas Tech. This one's pretty much a toss-up for Oregon. $100 turns into 172 for Tech. 100 turns into 200 as Oregon's a 2.5-point favorite. Probably wouldn't touch that one.
Okay, so question about that then, just general philosophy, especially if you're betting the dog and it's less than 3, don't you always think it's better to just hit the money line then?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, most often. One more for you, because I think we can all agree that, well, maybe not. I think we can all agree, or at least I think Georgia's gonna cover against Ole Miss in this game.
Okay, so you said you aren't gonna touch the Oregon and Tech game. I think this is the game.
You think so?
That I wouldn't touch, because I mean, I know sky's falling, no Lane Kiffin and everything like that. And Georgia's obviously really, really good. But I mean, you've already seen Ole Miss be very competitive in this exact game. And so I think this is the game I'm kind of leery about and I would stay away from.
Just too many unknowns?
Yeah. And just because I keep sort of talking myself up on Ole Miss, and then I'm like, man, is this going to be one of those games where that's what I think, and then reality punches me in the face a quarter and a half into it? So I think that's the one that I would stay away from.
I would probably take the under in that game, though. I feel like they put a pretty high line there. Was it 55 and a half, I think, for the over-under is the latest I saw? That's what I would touch there, because, again, too many unknowns. Like Georgia, they're 12-1, right? 6-7 against the spread this year.
And are they really 6-7, or did you just say that?
No, they seriously are. And Jacob, you can get in my ear and make the joke if you want. But Ole Miss, 12-1, better against the spread at 8-5. So I would stay away from that game, putting money on it outside of the over-under, if we're being totally honest. Because this game confuses me.
Take a step back. I like Tech to win the Oregon game. I feel good about that. I feel more confident in that one than I do this one. So that's why I'm kind of hedging right there.
I like it. This is my favorite value bet. It's plus 300 right now. Alabama, you can 3X your money if you take them to outright win over Indiana, which I teased earlier in the show. I'm going to take that one. I think they can do it. I'm a little hesitant to see how Mendoza plays after winning the Heisman. I think maybe there's a little bit more pressure on him. I think he's going to fold.
Wow. He's trying to show that he should also be the number one pick in the draft.
That's right.
That's true.
I think Indiana's going to kick Alabama's ass.
All right, gentlemen.
Or win by like 10.
We got about 4 minutes left in the segment. Let's build a parlay real quick. So the way this works is I've got 13 of my favorite player props, and I'm going to go through them. And you guys speak up when there's one that you would like to put your name next to. I can make a 6-leg, so we each get 2 picks. I'm going to start with the Sam Darnold of college football. Carson Beck over under 192.5 passing yards against Ohio State.
Under.
Are you willing to put your name next to that one?
Yes,
Kevin?
I am.
All right. Ooh. Big K. Bo Jackson, the running back of Ohio State, over under 72.5 rushing yards.
Ooh.
Against Miami.
I will take, you know what? Because I think they're going to have the ball a lot. Give me the over, and I'll put my name on that.
Alec, okay. By the way, Kevin, I was going to take the under for Carson Beck, so that's a good pick by you. Fernando Mendoza, over under 220.5 passing yards. I'm actually going to take the over on that one.
Oh, yes!
Because I think they're going to be losing, and he's going to have to be throwing late in the game.
I don't know how I didn't see that coming.
I've got 2 Jeremiah Smith props here. So I've got over under 80.5 receiving yards and over under 26.5 longest reception.
Ooh, can I take... I want the over on the 26.5 longest reception, but I feel like this is going to be a weird dichotomy. I know I'm out of picks now. I think he's going to get the big reception, but I think they're going to figure out a way to keep him in check outside of that one big reception. But yeah, I'll take the over on the long reception.
I like it.
I wanted that one.
Which
really
one?
I wanted that one.
The longest reception?
Yeah, the over on it. I had that same thought process.
That was the last one I put on the list, too. I saw that. I was like, ooh, that's a good one. All right, I'm going to take this one. This is my last pick. Cameron Dickey, over 65.5 rushing yards at Texas Tech running back. Oregon's rush defense has been a little suspect this season.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that offensive line rested coming off the bye. I think they're going to impose their will. And I think he's going to cash. I think he's actually going to get over 100 rushing yards.
Ooh.
Barron Morton, the quarterback for Texas Tech, over under 233.5 passing yards. Any takers?
I think I've already got my 2.
Yeah. You can replace one if you want.
That feels like an under. I'll stick with one.
No, that's what I was thinking. I think I'm going to take that one. Give me the under. Especially if we're having a rushing attack like Jake is saying. Yeah. Then, yeah, give me the under. I think you sold me on that one.
I usually I usually won't pair an over with a quarterback with an over with a running back. Yeah. Usually I'll pair like it with an over for a receiver. Those two, I like that they're paired because either they both hit probably or none of them hit, right?
Yeah.
Sure. All right, I got a couple more. Malachi Toney.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Over under 62.5 receiving yards. Like I said, I don't know how the offense is going to go. I'm probably going to stay away from that one. Kenyon Sadiq, the tight end from Oregon, over under 45.5 receiving yards.
Ooh. That one's enticing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one's really enticing.
But, and these are the things that I have to examine. I'm like, I know it's more fun to take the over, but that doesn't mean that that's the way to go. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's what Vegas really gets built off of.
The fact
that it's more fun to take the over or take the favorite.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how they keep building new casinos.
I think one of you guys is going to replace yours for this one. Trinidad Chambliss, over half a touchdown. Does he throw a passing touchdown in this game against Georgia?
Ooh. Oh, it's over under a passing touchdown?
He needs one passing touchdown.
All right, I'm going to keep Jeremiah Smith, and I'm going to take that one. Give me the over.
So get rid of Carson Beck?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay.
All right,
two more.
Carson Beck.
Gunnar Stockton, over under 1.5 passing touchdowns against Ole Miss, and Dante Moore, over under 239.5 passing and rushing yards against Texas Tech.
Man, I was about to be like, big no on that one, but crapola. I've given enough parlay picks. Give it to Alec. I don't like the way I said that.
Yeah, they go and mark that. I'm standing with mine. I want to take that, but I'm not going to. I'm standing on business.
I love it. We got six picks. This is a plus 2,000 parlay, which means I can turn $100 into $2,000. Probably won't bet that much. That's all I got,
but
gentlemen.
But $10 into $200.
Exactly.
So.
That's usually where I stay. I'm usually in the 10 to 20 range. I do like to hedge. So, like, if my team, like, say the Bears would be in the Super Bowl, right? I'd probably throw 50 on the other team to win, right? Because if my team loses in the Super Bowl,
yeah.
I want to make significant money to help with the pain, right? But if they win, it's like, yeah, $50, who cares?
100%. That is what has brought me a tiny bit of solace with the last two Texas A&M games.
Mm.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get the classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Fantastic, Hagee. How are you?
Man, I'm doing awesome. And
this damn Vanderbilt team, what are they doing?
Sean's drunk and angry right now.
My nephew's playing like ass right now. What the hell? All year long, have to deal with Vanderbilt. And now they're getting beat by a team, Iowa. They don't have a damn offensive coordinator. What the hell?
Thought they were going to be a college football playoff team.
I think I'm going to go outside and cook something on the pit. Wild Fork's probably got something for me, and they want to give me. Vanderbilt. Huh.
You know, I'm really sad that there's going to be a regular crosstalk after that.
Because
that was just my favorite thing ever.
The Sharif character that approaches out of Broadus.
I'm telling you, my man has to be sitting there right now at his home. And the kids are probably running around, and Vanderbilt's getting smoked in this this game. He probably thought, you know, I will tell you at like 6 a.m., him and Bobby, he was already talking about, I'm going to plop down, watch the Doors play a little bit. I think my nephew's starting.
Watch the Doors play. Exactly.
I was thinking realistically of an old Jim Morrison concert or something. I was like, oh, he means like the Commodores. Okay.
Yeah, the Doors, man. Don't you know anything about football? It just means more.
My Doors. Watching my Doors play today.
Watching the Doors. I tell you, I was at the Alabama-Texas game one time. Yeah. Vanderbilt. Yeah, I was there. I travel a lot if you haven't noticed.
All right. I thought the entire Josh Pate interview this morning was just going to be about Vandy.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you want to talk about the college football playoff? Not really.
I want to talk about my Doors.
No, I want to talk about my Doors playing Iowa, no offense.
All right. So this begs a question that we have discussed off air a whole lot and, in fact, have discussed doing an event based around this.
Ooh.
Who do you think at the station is the most imitatable? Because we have been pitching for a fan event where people show up to do impersonations of other fan hosts.
I like this.
I think it would draw huge.
It would. That is huge. That's a fantastic idea. Man, that's a good one. I think Sean, obviously, everybody likes to go with the Sean.
But
then there's plenty of Hagee impersonators.
I get it. Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know?
Yeah. For sure.
It's just like the unique sound, like where it's just pretty obvious.
The high pitch.
I know what you're going for.
You know who might win that is RJ. He's a really bad.
Yeah. He does good impersonations.
He does.
I think
I would probably be up in the mix. Is there anybody else that you think?
I mean, I think Choppy, like people would just get real.
You just have to be as masculine as you possibly can be as a human. That's all you have to do. And just imitate one of his live spots. It's pretty easy.
You know what I had to eat? Protein bar. Save for the next meal. Why would you not have a protein bar? Coaches are stupid.
Coaches are stupid.
Something. Yeah, I think. But, okay, so you'd be in support of the 105.3 The Fan image. All right, who can you do the best imitation of?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think Broadus has got Sean on lockdown.
That's awesome.
Does it sound like Sean? Do I sound like Sean?
Yeah.
See, and you sounded close to Sean, but it was the imitation of his diction that I thought was just spot on.
And it's gotten better over the years, too, because Broadus will go impromptu with it.
Yeah. Sean will give you every once in a while, well. He'll like, and he'll like, you know, and he's trying to get the point out. And he can't quite, and then it hits. So, yeah, I've listened to him enough.
I like Lucius's Corey Majors.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to hear more of that.
The grits. He just started talking about grits and cinnamon grits, and Lucy loves the grits. I don't know, dude.
Lucius
does a really good.
Lucius could do a lot.
He could probably do every single one of us up in here.
He'll do that. He's got me down pretty good for my stuff.
You're not wrong about that. All that.
I get that.
If you can talk fast enough, you could do a Bobby, you know, if you can just talk fast enough.
We got 100 prettiest women of all time. Here, let's start. 100.
I can't believe he did
that. I love Bobby.
I love him so much.
So mad.
It's just 100 names.
Because I remember he got through like 40 and we're like, yeah, we got it. He goes, I need to finish the list, which I kind of get.
Every time something of Shakira pops up on my timeline or anything else, I think about that because that was the genesis of it. He was like, why do we hype up Shakira? There's at least 100 people I could name that are better looking than her.
And I'm damn like, it, he was going to tell you
every 100 right there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's not a real human.
All right, so you were just talking about, and I know you'll get into the specifics of the weather conditions later in the show, but who are y'all's picks for the four college football quarterfinals? And you're going to the game tonight, yes?
I am going to the game. I am going to be on the playmaker side of things, wearing the Miami gear.
Are you going to be on all fours like he is?
I've made my mistake doing the all fours thing before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But over a bunch of dudes.
That'll get you in trouble.
Yep. I'm on all fours for a bunch of dudes.
Oh,
Sugar, you know?
I remember that.
You know, I could be howling out there. I don't think she'll have a problem with that.
I was trying to help you get a free pass here to get some of the wants and needs.
Just to like offset things a little bit.
Exactly.
Honey, I get on all fours for just about anybody, right? It wasn't special. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a special thing that time. So
I want to point out my question was, who do you think will win the quarterfinal games?
I take blame. I take blame.
I do, as much as I'm going to be pulling for Miami today. I do think Ohio State will win the football game. They are legit, and we saw them just last year. They lose to Michigan, they get it figured out, they go on the run. Yeah. Like that loss to Indiana, and maybe they don't go on the championship run here because running through Georgia the next week will be pretty tough for them. But I do think they'll be you guys were talking about with Carson Beck and the interceptions. Like, I think he's the biggest reason why I don't have a ton of confidence.
See, but also, I'm with you. I agree. But couldn't you also see we finished the night and it's like, oh, Carson Beck, 275 yards and 4 touchdowns. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. He's had a really good stretch, I would say, outside of the A&M game with all the wind and stuff. But leading up to that game, he's probably played the best football of the season over the final 4 games of the year or whatever. But my gosh, this Ohio State defense is ridiculous. Matt Patricia's talking about all the different wrinkles that he's going to throw at these guys. It's just first round picks all over the place.
They got skill at wide receiver too. That's a problem, have to cover these guys.
Yeah.
You talk about Smith and Tate and those guys.
Jeremiah Smith might be the best player in college football.
The quarterback's playing really at a high level too. They're a hard team to defend. But Miami's got a front.
Oh, they do.
A&M
saw that firsthand. Yeah. And Ohio State's offensive line did not look right versus Indiana.
No,
so that's really the best chance right there is winning in the trenches and just Carson Beck, please just take care of the football. Don't lose us the game here. But, I just think that Ohio State's probably going to be too much to handle. And Ryan Day calling the plays, you're going to see them uncork things that they haven't all year. Brian Hartline was pretty conservative. You got the freshman quarterback.
Just scored, man. How about that? Back in this thing.
There you go.
I never had a doubt. Never had a doubt. You know me. I'm a never doubt guy.
Oh my goodness.
I also don't really trust Baron Morton for Texas Tech either. So I do think Oregon will win that game, but that's going to be a really, really fun matchup. So I'll go Ohio State, Oregon.
See, I like Tech in that game.
That's a coin flip. I mean, that's close, man. That's close. But I do think Oregon is probably a little bit of a different beast offensively than what Texas Tech's had to deal with.
Ole Miss?
I went Georgia, Indiana, Ohio State, Texas Tech.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, then I see eye to eye, except I was just thinking the Ducks will probably get it done.
I mean, I've already watched a bunch of tape of Oregon's players. They've got a really good team. I just feel like that there's something. I think Tech's pressure could give Oregon some problems in this game. You know, with the edge rushers that they have, I think that. But I don't know how Tech's going to cover that Sadiq, their tight end.
Yeah.
I think that could be one of those dark horse players that we're really not talking about a little bit. So how Tech plays at safety, I think, will be really, really – or linebacker. They're good at linebacker with Rodriguez and stuff like that. But I'm gonna say that they're probably – people probably thinking Oregon might win just because Oregon has the experience of doing this. You know,
the quarterback, I feel like people know.
Yeah, but give me the Red Raiders during the upset.
What do you find fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold. Half show today. Half show. Partners leaving to go to the Miami game, if you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, Will Chambers is going to step in and pinch hit at about 4:30.
Do you think he'll be dressed like in a tuxedo to be ready for New Year's Eve?
I think there's a real chance of that, or it's just full-out Bears gear.
He's a well-dressed guy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's very well-dressed.
Absolutely.
He'll probably be wearing a bow tie with a Bears jersey. He'll find a way to pull that off.
Let me tell you a very underrated thing real quick, Keggy. If you have a chance to go to the hockey game, the New Year's Eve hockey game for the Stars is an absolute blast.
I have been to that at least 5 times.
You're right.
It's awesome.
It's happening in the square outside. Yep. It's a good deal.
1,000,000%. Yep. I'm with you. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Remember, tomorrow, Alec and Fred from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you can catch us again on Friday at Taco Bueno off of Collins in Arlington. We're right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say, see you next year, Kevin.
Hell no.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.